BlakeRadio.com.
No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Voices in my head, they counsel me, they understand, they talk to me.
Voices, 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 voices aplenty on tonight's Raw Post Show. Good evening, or edition of Raw, I should say. Welcome to tonight's Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Did I do that right?
I don't know, did you?
Well, I was trying to copy how you do it, stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. So the right way to
don't copy what I do. I screw everything up.
No, you don't.
Except, you know, the interview with Kane, which was awesome.
Which was awesome, and apparently the Soska sisters really like it. Or at least they keep promoting it, so that means they should probably like it. I'm Sorokin, that's Lindsay Ward. We're here to talk about Monday Night Raw. And after six long, long weeks, somebody got some satisfaction?
No, I would not call that satisfaction. I'm going to rant when we get there. 90 fucking seconds. 90 seconds!
We'll get to that. But the Authority opened up Monday Night Raw. And it was, you know, they meant business because they were already in the ring.
Very true.
But they had time, though. At least Triple H did. To make sure Kane's time was straight.
Uh-huh.
It made me chuckle. Oh yeah, just gotta fix your tie. Kane was like, alright, cool, thanks. Look good now.
You want him to look spiffy, you know? He's your right hand man, he's gotta look good.
Steph welcomed everyone to Raw, said that she's happy, everyone is happy that they are here in their presence, and Stephanie says, you missed telling us, no, you missed a hell of a show. See what she did there. She talked about how they had two cell matches were worth the price of admission. And Hunter said it was a bittersweet night because Randy Orton lost an epic encounter with John Cena. Then there was a man who they have referred to as the future of WWE, the man who's becoming the standard bearer of WWE, Seth Rollins. Here came Seth Rollins with Mercury and Noble, his personal security. Seth appreciates that you saw that chance. He says that you guys are the best and he cannot thank you enough. He says finally, the lunatic fringe. Dean Ambrose's Alva's hair, finally, once and for all. Ambrose is no longer a thorn in the side. He proved once and for all that intellect conquers every time over unbridled mayhem perpetrated by a madman who should be institutionalized. But now he's done with Ambrose, because he's the man who soundly defeated Randy Orton in his horizon. People start chanting for Ambrose, but he's moved on. He's moving on to John Cena. Seth says later tonight he will be able to see John Cena, as you'll be able to see John Cena when he leaves John Cena like he left Dean Ambrose last night at Hell in a Cell, lying in a puddle of his own failure. Here came the Viper, Randy Orton. He was, well, mad. He apologized for breaking up this love fest. Randy's not happy with what they are saying about Seth Rollins. He had to hear that he lost to John Cena at Hell in a Cell. He lost. Maybe he lost because Seth Rollins curb-stopped him on Monday night. Randy says that he's still seeing stars and he has a hell of a finish, and maybe he should re-enter anger management this time. You know, for real. Maybe the authority didn't handle it, and that's why he's going to deal with it. Orton was trying to attack Rollins, but he was pulled off, and Hunter tells, calm down, not tonight. Go cool off. You have the night off. Go cool off. Randy says, well, he will calm down when Rollins is dead. Hunter tells him to calm down and shut up. They're not going to do this. He gives them the night off. Go to the bus. Relax. Emotions are too high. Hell in a Cell is over. Pushes Hunter aside. RKO to Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is dead on the mat.
And meanwhile, everybody else is just standing there not helping him.
No. And then Hunter's like, Randy Orton storms to the back. Hunter's like, get him up. We can't have the face and the future on the ground like this. Just get up. So they pick him up and he's just basically out on his feet. Fun opener. Wouldn't you say fun opener?
I mean, given the fact that it wasn't really my thing, like...
Talk about the RKO to Seth Rollins, that part of it.
That was okay, aside from the fact that Seth was just, like, dead before it, dead after it.
Yeah,
it's just... It was the very standard, atypical opener for the Authority. They're setting all that up. You know, they're pushing Seth and Randy hard. They're doing a nice setup for it. I will say it was a good setup, but... Yeah, I was interested in other things until the other thing showed up. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, she's waiting for a fluffy bearded fella.
I'm waiting for my crazy goat leader because I know he's back.
Before we get there, Big Show and Mark Henry get a tag team title shot against Gold and Stardust. Solid match. But the big thing during the match, Big Show was tagging himself in and Henry was not liking it.
Mm-mm.
So Big Show knocks out Goldust, goes to win the belt, and Mark Henry comes in the ring, and it's like, how dare you, yeah, again, some World's Strongest Slam, and then Stardust and Goldust win, and then not only another World's Strongest Slam, three World's Strongest Slams to Big Show, and I told Lindsay, it's like, either everyone's gotten really, really strong, or Big Show is really light.
I think everybody's gotten really, really strong.
Because everyone's picking up the Big Show now, like, everybody. And it's becoming less and less impressive every time it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So, big angle, Mark Henry turns heel like everyone had been figuring was going to happen.
No surprise there. I mean, really, no surprise. We were all waiting for it, so...
Yeah, and Mark Henry, after we came back from break, said he did the show before Show could do it to him. Show always wanted to be him, and he's always been jealous of him. Then we go live via satellite to the juggernaut, Roman Reigns. He says, Michael Cole asks about his recovery. Roman says that he feels great, but there's nothing cool about being on the sideline. He would love to be in San Antonio. He was asked about the match between Rollins and Ambrose. He says that it is what he expected. He knew Dean would bring the fight. He called Seth the Weasel, said Seth hid behind him and Dean in the Shield. Now he's hiding behind the Authority and Bray Wyatt. Seth says that he is the future, but when he's medically cleared, he'll make Seth feel like the past. Better. Not great, but better.
Yeah, Roman's gotten better. They did a little bit better job with the script, but still, I say that Roman probably needs someone to do his talking for him. Just a hunch.
This is true, and for those paying attention to Monday Night Football, going into overtime. AJ Lee versus Alicia Fox, I thought was for the title, maybe. Guess not. Who knows?
Apparently not.
Even though they said it was earlier. But AJ versus Alicia, AJ wins when Paige tripped up Alicia and AJ rolled her up for a three count. So AJ Lee gets the win. After the match, Paige beat on Alicia on the outside, threw a round slingshot her into the guardrail, and then Jerry Lawler stepped in and, like, just back away. I was afraid that Paige was going to hit Jerry Lawler.
I wanted her to hit Jerry Lawler. I'm not even going to lie. It's like, go for it! Do it!
Pretty much. We then had John Cena in the ring. He talked up San Antonio. Go Spurs, go! Yay! And he's ready to face the Beast and beat the Beast, and he went to hell, yada yada. Brock sits at home thinking that he's the champion while John here every night to fight like a champion. Man, this sounds like his feud with the Rock. The next time Brock is in the ring with him, he will lose. Everything he does will be a statement to Brock Lesnar. He's got a past 12-time champion and future Hall of Famer last night. Tonight, the City of Champions, and gets a main event worthy of San Antonio, and he'll beat up the Authority Standard Bearer. Stephanie came out, and this is where things sort of got interesting. She congratulated Cena on his victory, and, well, she can't wait for the main event, but she has a proposal for John Cena. Basically, you know, he works so hard to pander to the crowd, give them the cheer, go Spurs, go, yay, and Steph mocking the crowd with go Spurs, go, so she did a little cheer with her arm. That was fantastic. I heart Stephanie. She's awesome. Stephanie asked John if he hears what the people are saying, and, you know, does he says he's always listening, and she wants to know, does he hear them chanting Cena sucks? She's not here to upset or offend him, but she just wants to know what's best for business, and he wonders if one arena cheering for him will be a difference after years and years of arenas cheering against him. Fans start chanting Cena, Cena, Cena. The people don't matter, said Stephanie. They care about seeing blood, guts, and people tearing each other apart. John leaves it all out there every single night. It doesn't have to be that hard. You could join the Authority, and you could be loved, appreciated, and respected. She tells John to think about it. You're going to face Brock Lesnar. Well, maybe we can get you some little insurance. Maybe help guarantee a victory. Stephanie says the winner of the match tonight could be the captain of what is now Team Authority. You know. John says he deserves a chance to come down to the ramp every night and tell the people how much he loves doing this. They show up because we are a part of this. The fans are a part of this. They're not here for John. John says he is here for all of us. He asked if he is being... John asks if he is being asked to sell out to join Authority. And Stephanie says, well, John, when John loses and he's gone, people won't remember his name. John said if that happens, he'll be known as the low-life Celeste. So he tells Stephanie, no. Hunter came out and said, yeah, I knew he wouldn't do it. And then talks about how it's been 20 years for him, and it gets harder and harder every year. And, you know, for John Cena, it's been like 10, 12 years. He ekes by every night, hangs on a thread physically and mentally. You know what it is. You can't fight the future. The future is coming whether you like it or not. It doesn't have to be as hard hard for you as it is. This business is about longevity and doing the right thing, or you can be the shell of yourself who hobbles in here for one last hurrah. He mocks Hogan. He says that John is smart. Maybe he has to prove it to John that he cannot stop the future. He tells John to work against the Authority, and they will make if he works against the Authority, they will make an example out of him. He tells John to find someone with guts and gumption to stand up against the system to see if they can survive against the Authority. So it will be Team Authority versus Team Cena at Survivor Series in a traditional Survivor Series match. Hunter said that John can't fight the future. The future will run through you, whether it's tonight or Survivor Series. They control the future. The Authority is the future. Whether you're like it or not, you better smarten up that the Authority always wins. A little bit long of a promo, but got the point across that it's Team Authority versus Team Cena as the main event for Survivor Series, which I'm cool with. I kind of want to see a traditional Survivor Series match, and if they're building it up as such a big-time match, I'm cool with it.
Sorry, excuse me. My only thing with it is you probably could have cut out the whole first, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, basically, of Cena talking about how he's going to beat Brock. Or work that into this segment, because honestly, when Cena walked out and it's like, okay, Cena's going to cut a promo, tune out, and then when Stephanie came out, it got a little bit more interesting, and then when Hunter came out, definitely got more interesting. So it's, you know, obviously when Cena had somebody to interact with and hurl insults at and do his normal thing, it got better, but when he was just by himself, it's like, do we really need this? Because at this point I was like, to me, and this is just me, and you can hear my full review of Hell in a Cell on Thursday on the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Ding! coming out of Hell in a Cell, no offense to John Cena and Randy Orton, nobody gave a crap about that match. I'm sorry. Nobody, or very few people, gave a crap about what happened in John Cena's match. The biggest news coming out of Hell in a Cell was Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt, and the fact that they're putting Cena ahead of that is a little irritating to me. It's like, that's the hottest thing out there right now. That's what everybody's talking about. Yeah. And we're getting a literally 15-minute, 20-minute promo with Cena.
Because he's the company. I like the setup for the Authority versus Team Cena. I'm cool with that.
I'm cool with it, yeah.
Usos versus Miz and Mizdow. I laugh.
Good magic.
I laugh at Mizdow. He's awesome. But yeah, the Usos use twin magic to steal a win over the Miz and Mizdow.
Pretty smart.
Kind of seems like a heel move to do. Oh.
Could the Uso brothers be going heel?
We had Cena talking to Ziggler in the back, and well. Looked like he's part of the team. When we came back, Kane stops Ziggler, and he heard that people are talking. He has sources, and he asked him if he was talking to Cena. Kane says he will be considered an act of aggression. Kane says that he would like to make that blonde superstar squeal in pain, and end his career. He tells Dolph he will see him in the ring tonight.
Kinky.
Hogan was out talking about the breast cancer awareness, Komen Mania. Brought the women in. Cool little segment. Then the dumbest move of the night. Bo, don't issue open challenges.
Oh, Bo, you fool.
You issued an open challenge, Bo.
And the expression on his face where he's like, come on, somebody, anybody.
Can anyone come out who Bo leaves? They can beat me? And then, feed me more.
Why did he have to come back?
The Ryback return to a huge ovation from the Texas crowd.
Why did he have to come back?
The fans got behind Ryback. He hit the meat hook. He hit the muscle, the shell shock. And got the win. He got big. He was big before, but he looked big.
Why did he come back?
Because he got big.
That's not a why.
He's the big guy.
Somebody go find Curtis Axel now and put him back on my TV.
I think he was out there at the end.
Again, somebody go find Curtis Axel, just put him on my TV.
Up next... Dean Ambrose, Cesaro. Dean says he has something to say before his match with Cesaro. Last night he went straight to hell and he loved every minute of it. He dragged Seth Rollins down there when he was within an inch of beating the life out of him. He goes down there and guess what he saw? Bray Wyatt. Bray needs to remember the law of the jungle. You don't scratch an animal with longer nails than you, and you don't screw with Dean Ambrose. Dean jumps in the ring with a microphone and just beats on Cesaro with the microphone. And then, after he beats him up on the stage for a little bit, Dean's like, I've had enough, and well.
Where is Bray Wyatt? I don't do magic tricks. I'm not much for smoke and mirrors. I'm standing right here. So Bray Wyatt, why don't you come out here so I can kick your ass?
Understand it, because I came from it too. And every time that I look at you, I can't help but see my own deranged reflection glaring back at me. We both are victims of a system that makes men torture. Things that would make others cringe and grimace excite people like you and me.
This world is not made for us. Think about it, man. Think about it.
And what happens?
What happens next? What happens next? You tell me. But understand that I am not your brother. And I am not your friend. The sins of this world I walk on a daily basis. I know you. Because I am you. I'm going to dismantle your mind and feed on the spoils. Run, Dean. Run.
Six weeks, he was off TV. He comes back last night with Taker Magics in one of the most controversial endings we've had in a while. And they only get, what, less than 10 minutes? Total. Bray Wyatt, that promo, I think, was 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Who in the writer's room do I need to talk to about this? I need more fluffy, crazy cult leader on my TV. I need it now, because that is not enough. Also, if somebody could please update me on where the hell his children are, I would very much appreciate it. Just saying, we have a spare bed if Eric needs one.
That being said, break it down.
This is really well done. You had Dean react exactly how you needed to have him react, which was just get angry, go psycho on people, and just vent all of his feelings and his frustrations out on Cesaro and through the microphone, and really just basically set up the lay of the land pretty early. And then you have Bray come in, who's the polar opposite, very calm, very soothing voice. And the monster inside of Bray sees the monster inside of Dean, and he sees the potential in Dean. This is going to be good, y'all. Get your popcorn, sit back, and watch, because this is going to be good. What'd you think?
I'm intrigued. I like the changes they're doing with Bray Wyatt. It's a little darker. They split up. It's clearly they're building Bray Wyatt as a star on his own, which is fine for the moment. But it's a little darker, a little edgier. And yeah. I just they brought out the apron. The fancy.
Yeah, apron. The kind of the happy go lucky friendliest cult leader on earth thing is kind of gone, and we're now getting the dark side of Bray Wyatt with the apron, more the butcher kind of gimmick.
It feels very, very Taker, Sinister-like.
Mm-hmm.
Little short, little promo. It has very good potentials.
I just miss Luke and Eric standing behind him. I know that they're building him as a singles. I know that they're split. But there's something with Bray having Luke and Eric there, standing there silently scaring you, or just silently glaring at you, that just makes it that much more unnerving.
I don't think that part's over with yet.
I don't think that part's over with either. I mean, obviously they're holding the boys back off of television until they're needed again. But
It's more intimidating presence, I know, but I think they're going to build back up to that.
Probably, yeah. Because eventually Luke and Eric may find their way back to Bray.
I think they've changed course a little bit. And I think this is the rebirth of the family.
Probably, yeah.
But I like the line, what happens next? He's not Dean's brother or friend, he is him. I like that. He will dismantle his mind, and he tells him to run.
Mm-hmm. That was nice. It was just, it was a really nicely crafted promo. I just wish there was more. I would have really liked to have seen Dean Ambrose searching backstage for Bray Wyatt, demanding to know where he is. Just because, like, Bray cost Dean the biggest match of his career to date. And, yeah, if I was Dean, I'd be looking for people.
I think we're going where the search is going to be on.
Probably, yeah.
Because Dean's going to continue to call him out, and Bray will eventually show.
Well, the thing is Bray doesn't have to show.
No, he doesn't. Tony Romo does not look healthy and incomplete. Washington beats Dallas in overtime.
Ouch.
20-17. How about them Cowboys? America's team. America.
Didn't the Eagles lose too?
Yeah, but we weren't crowned as the best team in football. Dallas was.
Right.
They were. How about them Cowboys? We didn't lose to the Redskins. I'm just playing that one out. We didn't lose to Colt McCoy. I'm just... Nikki Bella versus Naomi with Brie in Nikki's corner. Solid match. Brie distracts, grabs the leg of Naomi. Nikki attacked. Brie and Nikki then hit the rack attack for the win. Solid match.
Yeah, fair decent match.
We then had, as this recap goes, Kane versus Dolph Ziggler in a "This is what happens when you talk to John Cena on camera" match. And Kane and Ziggler had a good match.
They did. They really did. Kane pulled a drop kick. He almost kicked Ziggler's face off at one point.
He looked like he did. But in the end, Sunset Flip, Ziggler wins. After the match, Rollins attacks Ziggler, and then Cena made the save. And Lindsay was concerned about Kane's pants.
They were uneven. They looked bad. They needed fixing.
We then had our main event, John Cena versus Seth Rollins, in a pretty good match between the two guys. All hell broke loose as Cena locked in the STF. Kane came out. He attacked Cena. Referee calls for the bell. Ziggler comes in and makes a save. And then Noble and Mercury get involved. It's 4-on-2. And then the entire locker room for some reason ran out.
Yeah, this was confusing.
I guess it was all hell's breaking loose for some reason. I didn't understand why the locker room was out.
Sure, we'll go with that.
I have no idea why they were out there. It was John Cena was sending a message. I don't ask me what the message was. John Cena stood tall. It was Raw. Better showing than it's been.
Very true. You have many compelling directions, whereas before you didn't quite have that. So yeah,
you
liking had, where it's going so far.
You had one direction. Now you have many.
Uh huh.
And of course, because it's better because you know who's back on TV.
Finally.
But why is Bray Wyatt back on TV? That's the question. And we'll discuss it Thursday night on The Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern because, well, he appeared at Hell in a Cell.
That's right. And we're going to be recapping Hell in a Cell. We're going to tell you everything that happened, break it down, get into the main event, which was Ambrose versus Rollins, just a little bit. See if we can't hash that out for you. We've also got news, notes, tweet of the week, discussions, and so much more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
At WTR_Rack, facebook.com/WTRTheRack, youtube.com/WTRTheRack. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, please. Please, if you have YouTube, subscribe to it. Appreciate it. And check out RackRadioShow.com. Saturday night, midnight-ish, at CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. Use the hashtag BlameRob, CBRadioLive.com. Should mention, check out the Rack Extra Season 3 Episode 8 review online now. Season 9, Episode 3, Season 3, Episode 9, will be available this week. So will episode 10, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm losing track of numbers. It's confusing. There's a lot of episodes. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's WTR. Sunday night with Tim Stein, Mason, Omega, covering the week in pro wrestling. Follow that show on Twitter at WTR Sunday and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. Do you like my artwork? If you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as Twitter. And as always, listen to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Thanks to Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure review needs. She's Lindsay Oppenrock. We'll see you next Monday night and Thursday night for The Rack right here along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, only on wildtalkradio.com.
Things just come easier to me. What you work hard for, I get free.